African Woman with Peonies by Frédéric Bazille. After painting the elegant and stylized flowers in 1868 for his Toulon cousins, Bazille returned to this theme in the last year of his short life. The painter was profoundly influenced by Manet's flower paintings, discovered at the beginning of his stay in Paris, and probably also by similar subjects by Delacroix and Courbet. In this picture, Bazille apparently continues the tradition of a genre scene with still life, a major feature of European painting since the 17th century. The artist has included a woman in the scene, probably the African servant kneeling in the left foreground of the toilette, also exhibited in this room. The servant, leaning over the table, is painstakingly arranging her flowers, her face a mask of concentration. She's about to put a peony into the vase, already filled with pink and red peonies, blue irises, and a sprig of tamarisk. She's keeping a sprig of laburnum in her left hand to add later. The jumble of flowers on the table in front of her includes viburnum and more peonies. The neutral background and the simply dressed figure, her impassive face and right side in shadow, ensure that the flowers stand out in dazzling contrast. This incomparable and beautiful effect is perfectly complemented by the vase's rounded shape and the flower pattern. Exuberant, sensual and enigmatic, Bazille's masterpiece renewed one last time and with great energy his rivalry with Manet, whose 1863 Olympia, now in the Musée d'Orsay, has a black servant in the background presenting a bouquet of flowers still in its florist's paper.